If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday, going to be stormy today, they say. They said that yesterday, too. We didn't get anything at my house.
Nope.
Maybe some people did. I didn't. But they're saying it's going to ramp up even more so today.
Well, where it hit yesterday was Colorado Springs. That was it.
Well, hail, flooding, Palmer Divide. Winds, everything this afternoon,
really?
They're saying. I don't know, Jamie. I'm just giving you what they're saying.
It was weird, though, yesterday how humid it was, wasn't it?
Was.
All day long, I was like, this is crazy.
It felt like we were on the verge, man.
Yeah,
it was coming.
It did.
I'm confused about something. This thing in Hawaii with this tsunami and the earthquake that happened just off the coast of Russia. I'm looking at a live feed right now, and the headline is, eerie moments. Water sucked out of Hawaii Harbor before the tsunami, as roads are gridlocked. I thought we were past the tsunami. I thought that was last night, and
it was really going to hit this morning. I mean, a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing a live feed here, and it's the water being sucked out of Hawaii. Now, look, I'm sure these people are terrified over this, but I thought we were past it. I thought that what was going to happen already happened.
Yeah, I thought it was like at 6 a.m., 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.
They're saying don't go near the beaches right now. Stay off the beaches and all that stuff.
So they don't know.
Like all the evacuations that were canceled in Oahu.
Right.
So I think we're past.
Well, he's saying he's watching a live feed.
I'm watching a live feed. They're saying an eerie moment. Water being sucked out of Hawaii Harbor. And this is before tsunami, as the roads are gridlocked. And that's a current.
Oh, maybe that says eerie moment, like because it already happened. It was eerie when it happened, but it's over.
Well, the live feed shows the water sucked out.
Oh,
so I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I thought yesterday, because I'm watching this thing, it was all over the place yesterday. Big news. And last night, the first wave of the tsunami was supposed to hit at 7:17 Hawaii time, which is, I think, 10:17 our time last night.
Hawaii is still under a tsunami advisory.
Okay.
As of today, as of this morning, but for us. But evacuation orders on the Big Island of Oahu, the most popular island, have been lifted. And an advisory means there is still potential for strong currents and dangerous waves, as well as flooding on beaches and in harbors. But you can go home.
I'm surprised they didn't get a massive wave.
Yeah, me too.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
With an 8.8 earthquake, not that
away. Is it a wave or is it just a gigantic rise in the water?
The ocean floor basically rises.
It's both. You get a rise in the water and then you can get that giant wave that wipes out everything, but none of that happened last night.
Great.
thankfully.
They all get to go home.
Big announcement, the big blowout. Oh, play it for me, Spadell.
EJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Now, Jamie, you have to admit, now your name's on the bag, it's a big deal. People want these things.
I'm kind of burned out.
Come on. You got three more days in you, right?
Just
we're working up to the big blowout on Friday, okay? All right? We're going to give away bags here in a few minutes, but here's the deal. It's been cleared by our promotions department here, the Fun and Games department. We are a go to give away over 100 bags in a parking lot somewhere come Friday morning.
Oh, that's going to be epic. It's going to be awesome. I'm actually excited about it.
Carson, I think you need to go.
You think I need to go?
Yeah, with Spadell. I do, because he's going to need some assistance.
Why, because he needs a driver?
Well, that's part of it, yeah. No, that's part of it. Since he can't drive the station vehicle, you can drive the vehicle. You can take it out there.
God,
you can video. No, I'm serious. I think you should go with him, because we have nobody else to go. But we got the email yesterday. Get this. Here's what I ask for. I asked our boss if we could do a promotion on Friday morning where we show up at a parking lot, give a specific time that we show up at 7:30, 7:40, something like that. And we can give out 100 bags to the first 50 people that show up, okay? And that way we get to blow them out on Friday, and we don't talk about it anymore. We just let it go. So I gave this to him. Then the promotions department writes me yesterday. They say, BJ, the rules are all set to go. I mentioned that the secret location cannot exceed 20 miles from the studio. So we can't go 20 miles beyond.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so weird. So who decided 20-mile radius?
One of our lawyers.
So we will not be in
I don't even get that. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Let me go through the places that we can rule out. We will not be at the Bucky's parking lot at Bucky's, okay, in Frederick or wherever the hell that is, okay? We will not be at the Lyman Mall.
Hold on. Let me just tell you. This is where corporate America gets so silly. Like, somebody's like, I better do my job and write down a 20-mile radius.
It gets better. I have pulled 100 bags to the side for you guys. Unfortunately, I can't go. I have a physical therapy meeting at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Therefore, Spadil is on his own.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait a minute. Don't you think this could be physical therapy for you? Just go out there and handle the crowd? I think it'd be easy to do, right?
You said crowd?
Yeah, it's going to be a crowd, Jamie. This is going to be a blowout. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Just bear with me, okay? On Friday morning, here's the way it's going to work. We'll give the location of the parking lot within 20 miles of the radio station.
Yeah.
Got to make sure I throw that in there just for, covering my butt here.
Dude, I just looked. We're only 15 miles from Coors Field. Like, that 20-mile radius is gigantic.
Coors Field.
She knows what she's doing. Okay. All right, so it's within 20 miles, we'll have a parking lot where Spadil and Carson will be with 100 bags for the first 50 people. We'll give the location at 7:15.
Are you really making Carson go?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, it wasn't yesterday.
He could do the play-by-play. Well, we didn't have a dilemma. Like, I forgot about it. He can't drive a station vehicle. But we have a dilemma with Spadil. So we have to get somebody. And according to this email, they have nobody. We have nobody here can go.
So here's our options, according to you, I think. So either Spadil goes in this 2001 beat-up piece of crap.
Yeah, 4Runner.
It's not a piece of crap. I love that car.
Magnets on the side, which we do not want. Or Carson goes, and he can actually drive the really nice one.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's the only option we have. And plus, Carson can shoot video.
Right.
We can post. And Carson can actually do the play-by-play. I don't even trust Spadil out there.
Oh, he's going to be so busy. Right. There's going to be so many people.
You understand. He's going to need assistance. And we need somebody.
I'm going to need to set up phones and make a perimeter.
Yeah, and somebody that can
you
go
guys,
on the
it's
air.
It's only 50 people.
Jamie, it's going to be more
no,
than
No, it's not.
50.
It's only going to be 50 people. That's
no,
all
it's
we have.
It's going to be Tickle Me Elmo, man. They're going to be fighting over this.
Yeah, it's going to be Tickle Me Elmo all over again. Spadil, I couldn't have said it better. Unbelievable. Yeah, so that's going to be
it's
Friday
be
morning.
It's going to be over in 2 minutes.
Well, it's all the hype beforehand. Oh, it's kind of like that Mike Tyson fight with that Jake Paul guy.
Right.
Remember, it was all the hype that was the excitement of it all. Once the fight came along, it was a turd, right? This could easily turn out to be a turd on Friday.
Okay.
But the hype is what counts, Jamie.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
That's what we're in. We're into the hype business around here, right? So Friday morning, we'll announce the location where Spadil and Carson will be, a parking lot within 20 miles, of course. And we'll have 100 bags. First 50 people show up. Boom. You get 2 bags.
Nice. I'm excited.
I can tell.
Let me play this again. I felt like this needed to be played right here.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Going to be big come Friday morning. Look out, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to handle the crowds. I really don't. We may need police.
Really?
You think we can get security out there?
Yeah.
For you and Carson.
For the 50
all right.
people.
Ninth caller. Ninth caller right now for a couple of bags.
Okay.
All right. 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423. Caller number 9. You've got 2 of these beautiful bags with the BJ and Jamie logo on them. Man, oh, man. Everybody wants one.
I feel like putting my head in one and suffocating myself.
I feel like doing the same thing to you.
Put me out of my misery.
Yeah. Give me a bag, somebody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, July 30th. Wind and rain in the forecast for later this afternoon. It's going to happen? No, I don't know. We don't know. We have no idea. The Ozzy Osbourne funeral is taking place as we speak.
Oh, it is right
over
now?
Over in Birmingham. Gotcha. Yeah, they say thousands of people lined up. They go down the street, and then they go across that Black Sabbath bridge, and then they have the ceremony and everything. But it's going on right now.
Oh, I feel so bad for Sharon.
Yeah.
You know?
Sharon!
It's so sad.
Sharon! Help!
I'm sure she never thought this day would come.
Yeah. You know, and they really loved each
other. Yeah, they really did. I was watching, because right now it's, you know, going viral. Like, why did she stay with him? You know, he tried to kill her.
That's what I heard.
And they asked, it was like on 60 Minutes or whatever. It said, how close was it? And she said, it was pretty close. It was pretty close. He was on some kind of drug that just made him delusional.
Yeah.
And he came down the stairs and said that she needed to die.
Yeah, he was a mess, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And then she said that the worst part, it was finding out about all these women that he, you know, she's like, okay, I dealt with sending you to rehab all these different times and all this. But then she found out about all these different women, and that's where she was like, she moved out.
She was his caretaker, though.
She was.
All his life. Yeah. He was a mess.
He was.
And you say that she probably didn't see this day coming. She probably thought this day was coming years ago.
Oh, for sure. Over and over.
Yeah, over and over
so
again.
So then she moved out, and then he said it was over. It was all over. Everything's done. I'll never do it again. She moved back in, and then she found out he was doing it again with that same girl. My God, what a messy man he
Sharon,
was.
Sharon, I'm sorry.
And then it's funny because then he grew out of that phase, if you will. And so then you can just see he's like so sorry and so embarrassed. And everything because he's sitting by her in the interview and he's just like,
I'm a little surprised some ceremonies not taking place in the U.S.
Oh,
just a little bit. I get the Birmingham thing. I get it. But also, I would think that they would have something here. It doesn't appear that's going to happen, though. Right?
Yeah, they had moved away, though, from California. Their full-time residence is there.
I remember yesterday we had that story about the WNBA and the lady lost her wig.
Yep.
And the reaction from the commentators and how the woman, she grabbed her head and took off running to the locker room. We played you the audio. The wig went flying off this lady.
It bounced around a lot, but at the end, it went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She's going to go head to the back.
Oh, she going to get the hell out of here. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, last night, another scene with the WNBA.
What now?
Somebody threw a sex toy on the floor.
Okay.
They had to stop the game.
What?
There it is. It's bright neon green. Oh, it's about 7 inches long.
Was it like a dildo?
Yeah.
It was a doe. It was a doe. Now, listen to the audio. They don't know what it is, the people that are calling the game, okay? They have no idea. They just know an object got thrown onto the court.
Who buys green?
Eventually, the cameraman zooms in on it. All you see is feet and this thing lying on the floor. And the last 2 seconds of this audio is when the commentators realize what's on the floor.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd. And the object is still down on the floor on the opposite side of the court. It was something green that was launched. Yeah, and no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
You get it, Bob. No, you get it, Jim. I'm not touching that thing.
The referee.
Nobody wants to touch it.
Nobody wants to touch it. So the referee walks over there. It's a woman. She walks over there. She's got like a handkerchief or some napkins or something.
Picks it up.
And is walking off the court with this thing. The commentators are doing. They're talking about how disgusting it. This is not allowed. We need to investigate this.
Oh my God. I hope that becomes a thing.
It's hilarious.
You know, like a hat trick?
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a tradition.
Like,
yeah.
It's like those catfish.
Yeah.
Isn't there one arena?
Nashville does catfish, and then also the Red Wings do octopus, squid.
Right, yeah. This is fantastic.
Yeah. Watch the video. The video is
because none
awesome.
Of those women want wieners.
I got to play this one more time. Listen at the very end. It's like, okay, all right. Okay, we get all right.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd.
and the object is still down on the floor on the opposite side of the court. It was something green that was launched. Yeah, and no one's picked the object up yet. You got scared. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now we know why.
God.
We'll get the tabloid trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this will be cool. This would be totally cool.
What's cool?
I know on Friday there's a, what do you call it?
It's the tote bag blowout in a parking lot somewhere within 20 miles of the radio station. 7:15, we'll announce the location on Friday. 7:40, boom! Here go the bags. Just doing a recap. Because it's going to be around this time,
What I was going to say is, so we're doing, what?
Nothing.
Is there more to add?
No.
Anyway, so a guy said, please make sure the parking lot is big enough so he can bring his semi-truck.
Attaboy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Attaboy. See, I told you. I told you it's going to be big. Yeah, when you get a semi to show up, that's big.
That's huge. Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, I follow Denver Airport on Instagram, and they were showing lines for car rentals yesterday that were like around the block. What's up with that?
Don't know.
Is everybody just coming to visit right now or something? It's so weird, isn't it? I know. You never know at the airport. I've been in St. Louis before where I was at the Avis, and we were all the way to the freeway in a line waiting for a car. And you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to get a rental car, otherwise my sister has to drive up 3 hours to get me. I mean, it is just, oh my God. We were talking about this the other day. Traveling isn't as fun as it used to be.
At all.
No.
It just seems like everything just, something goes wrong.
It's a hassle.
It is a hassle.
It's getting better, though.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some of these rules and regulations are starting to drop a little bit. The shoes thing is nice. It's getting a little bit better.
I do appreciate the fact when I went to Hawaii a couple weeks ago, I got to keep my shoes on. Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah, it was a big day. All right, Metallica might be doing a residency at the Sphere.
Whoa. It's going to be massive.
I think that would just be, I can't even imagine, right?
I'm shocked by the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah,
that thing is absolutely just knocking it out of the park.
That is true.
That ticket is so hard to get. People love it. The posts. So you know Metallica's going to be even more so.
Insane. Absolutely insane. All right. Well, you probably heard the Sydney Sweeney problem, right? The whole American Eagle situation where she did this commercial and she has good genes. And they're saying it's racist because then she shows her blue eyes, blonde hair. And she has blue jeans, whatever. And everybody's saying it's racial, whatever. But what I do love about all of it is, listen, Doja Cat was fine for me. I have like no, you know, she's good. But now I love her. Here is her poking fun at Sydney Sweeney.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
You know, I think Doja Cat and me are akin.
Yeah?
I think we might be akin listening to that.
I think they should have her as the next spokesperson doing it just
like
that.
That'd be so funny.
Here's the original Sydney Sweeney. So annoying, and it just puts me to sleep. Here's her commercial.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney.
It's like she's gonna get the words out. Hey, Spadil, did you happen to get that Jelly Roll audio?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Carson was telling me Jelly Roll is gonna be less than 300 pounds. Is that the story?
Yeah. It says 300, but it probably under 300 pounds for the first time in 30 years.
In 30 years, he hasn't been under 300 pounds.
Good for him.
He's been really working too. I mean, I think he's on semi-glutide, but I also think that he does do marathons, or he tried, and he's been walking all the time and everything. So he's also been doing it the natural way too. So here he is.
First time since middle school, I will be under 300 pounds for the first time since I was. We're talking about literally now 30 years.
Like fifth, sixth grade.
Literally.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations.
Literally. And I should be
That's amazing.
Under 300 pounds. I weigh in once a month. I weighed in right before I got here. We have the scale documented that month. I'm pretty sure I'm doing the work. It ain't no way it ain't. You know what I mean?
And you want to be on the cover of Men's Health March 26th.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's the goal. You want me to set another big one right now?
Please.
I haven't set another one in a while. This will make my publicist hate me. I want to do a shirt off cover in 27.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
And that, I mean, I'm a long way from that, obviously. Like, I'm going to have to get my skin cut. I mean, I've got to do a lot
of... You have to do that?
I'm going to have to because it's interfering with me and my daily functions.
And there's...
It's not even an aesthetic thing. Now that I can take my shirt off and not have saggy, that's going to be a big bonus.
I don't think I want to see him naked in 2027. Look, I'm a big fan, but not that big. I mean, I love that he's setting these goals for himself, but...
Yeah.
I got other things to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yep.
All right.
You know, I do think about that, though, because, like, on my 600-pound life, when those people lose a ton of weight, they have gastric bypass or whatever, and they lose a ton of weight, it's so sad how their skin from their belly literally hangs between their legs like a third leg.
Yeah.
And it just chafes them and all that stuff. It's like, oh, my God. One guy's like, I should have stayed fat. He was crying.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's a roller coaster of emotions, right?
It is,
like, you're depressed that you're fat, and then you come down and you lose all this weight, but it's so drastic that now you have these other problems that you didn't even think about.
I mean, it's literally like dragging on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw those pictures last week, remember? Was it Tammy?
Tammy.
Yeah, that lost all that weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And she still has skin work to be done.
Yeah, she does. Thing. All right. Anyway, I'm excited about this. We're going to actually cut Tabloid Trash early and play this whole song. Morgan Wallen has come out with a brand new song.
It's Miami. Yep. Called Miami.
Called Miami. And it's the weirdest collaboration on the planet. I mean, it's who is it? It's that
Lil
guy.
Lil Wayne.
That guy.
Lil Wayne and Rick Ross.
Just so weird, right? Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, and Morgan Wallen. It's called Miami. Carson says it's fantastic.
But you take that with a grain of salt because some of you may hate it, but I think it's awesome. I think it's a smash.
I haven't even heard a clip of it, like, at all. I haven't even heard any of it. But we're going to go ahead and go for it and play the entire thing. Again, it's Morgan Wallen. Who?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
And Rick Ross.
Ah! Okay, here it is.
Miami. It ain't nothing like where I'm from, no. Yeah, I can keep my gun.
BJ and Jamie.
You can't just run in here and cut it off. We're on the air.
I know. But it was about to have a bad word in it.
Oh, I was like, what's going on?
We're sitting here in the studio. Spadil comes running in. It just stops the song.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it was about to have a really bad word.
Oh, man.
We might want to pre-plan a little bit more here.
Yeah, I missed that one. And then I was going through the lyrics as they were playing it. And I was like, oh, no, I missed that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a radio version.
Yeah,
there's not a radio version.
It's not a radio edit?
No.
Yeah.
That's the first time in my entire career that's ever happened.
That was bizarre.
Good call, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. You saved us.
Yeah. You did save us.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.